On a fantastic Monday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear. Welcome to Night Tracks Radio. Today's artist spotlight, singer, songwriter, guitarist, the very super talented Mr. Quinn Sullivan is joining us today. New album, Salvation, due out on June the 7th. But hey, tell the family and friends, you can also pre-order it while you have the opportunity. It is my pleasure to welcome Quinn to the show. Brother, how are you doing today? And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm good. It's a beautiful day. I'm in Massachusetts, or I'm a bit south of Boston, in New Bedford, Massachusetts. About 65 degrees. We're finally getting into summer, spring, summer weather. So good, man. It's good.
That's good, man. You know, we have a lot to talk about. First and foremost, congratulations on a new album. And I've had an opportunity to listen to some multiple tracks from the album. And one of the things that really stuck out to me is that not just about the youth, but just collectively is about family, about unity, about all of us coming together, working together. We have the ability to make things better than what they are. And I know the kind of family and the kind of structure that you came from, family is everything to you. I know that you have a very close relationship with your mother. And I wanted to ask you, what kind of influence did your mother have on you as far as your musical career and also just being the person that you are?
Yeah, I mean, I think everything to do with it, you know. I got to credit both of my parents for doing a very, very good job on raising me and keeping me in an environment that was always super loving and super supportive, especially when it came to my career. Because I started playing and started doing this professionally when I was around 6 or 7 years old. It was like the first professional gig that I really had. So they were always, always super, super supportive. And I think my mom, you know, she was a lot of things, a lot of really incredible things, but particularly just very supportive in a way where if I tomorrow wanted music, she would be supportive. You know, like she had no, she didn't have any rules for me other than to do what makes me happy. And I think that's like all you can really ask in a parent or in your parents to really truly just give you all they can give you as parents, but then sort of let you guide your own life. And they did such an incredible job with that. And to this day, you know, my dad, you know, he still does that every day. So I'm super lucky.
You know, one of the things that I can't put a strong enough emphasis on, there's nothing like having that kind of unconditional love and support from one's mother. It's something I call mothers the United Nation. They always have this calming influence.
yeah.
To bring that kind of just balance to your life. So much is put upon you and so much expectation is put upon you as far as a musician. How have you been able to maintain kind of a balance and don't get, you know, so much caught up or lost and who you are as an individual?
Well, I think for me, music is the, you know, music has always been my main source of therapy. You know, when I'm sad or if I'm happy or any sort of emotion I have, I tend to pick up a guitar and just write. And I think that's always just been a natural thing for me. It's something that was never really consciously thought about much. I think for me, it's just been more of like a natural thing. Like if something sad happens, I'll pick up a guitar and you know, write how it makes me feel or play how it makes me feel. And I can do that every night when I'm on stage too, because it's you know, one of the beautiful things about touring and making music is that you can, you know, play for an audience and have them, you know, be captivated by you as a performer with your band. And it's a really interesting thing to be able to experience on a nightly basis when I'm on the road. And there's nothing that would compare to that, I think, in my life as far as how I, you know, go through loss and how I deal with grief and you know, it's always been, even before my mom, you know, I think, you know, dealing with other loss in my life too, you know, it's like always like I go back to music, and that's like my safe haven in a way, you know.
Right. You know, one of the things that I find so inspirational and having the ability and the opportunity to converse with so many great artists like yourself, they constantly tell me how therapeutic music is to them. It's a form of their safe haven. It's a muse almost, when no matter what they're going through, the ups and downs that we all go through in life, they have that level of stability knowing that they can turn to their music. And I get that through this new album, Salvation. Rise up, children. Family, you really need to go listen to the lyrics of this song. And I wanted to ask you, what was your initial thought process, when you went into the studio to work on this new album?
Well, initially, I just wanted to go into the studio to make music. I didn't really have a concept in mind of like what I wanted the album to be about. I didn't have a title. I didn't have anything. I just had a lot of musical ideas that I had been collecting for about 2 years. And I'm always writing and I'm always collecting ideas. So I had a lot of different ideas that I wanted to finish. So I met up with this incredible producer. His name is John Fields, and he lives in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So I flew out to Minneapolis to meet up with him in October of 2022. And I kind of just told him, I'm not sure what I want to do. I don't know if I want to make a full album. I don't know if I just want to make a song or two. But I know that I just want to get into the studio and make some music, because, you know, with the loss of my mom, it was like I had to just get into a creative space and honestly get away from home for a while. Right. So that's what I did. I went there for about a week, and the first song that came out was a song, the title track Salvation was the first song that was written. And I wrote that with a guy named Kevin Buzz, another incredible songwriter who lives in Minnesota, and John too also co-wrote it. So three of us got together, Gerald Kelver. So first time I ever met Kevin, and you kind of never really know, like the first time you work with other songwriters that you haven't met yet, you don't know what's going to really happen and what's going to work. Whether it's going to be creative or whether it's not going to be creative, but luckily, two guys totally had my back, musically, and just we together just came up with the song. And we were, you know, like when you go to write songs with people, especially, when it's a writing session and you're with other people and other collaborators, it normally kind of starts as a conversation. It's like, what's been going on in your life? What do you want to write about? You know, things like that. So together we kind of came up with this song about being saved from loss and tragedy, and you hope that through your salvation that like love is kind of the answer in the loss. Like you're searching for something to get you through this, and it's the love from other people that, you know, is kind of the realization in the song. It's like, that's kind of what the song is about. So yeah. And musically I had the riff, the Hendrix-y Lenny Kravitz, I'd like to say, like, you know, mixed between those two artists. I had the riff and pretty much like the whole song written musically. And I just went to those two guys and they helped me finish it. So that was kind of the whole experience. And what would happen was I would fly back and forth to Minneapolis and would write in John's studio. We wrote about 14 or 15 tracks. And I was kind of just like, well, we have an album. So we got to write an album. We got to record an album. So we recorded it and it ended up coming out really, really cool. And it's honestly, to this day, it's my most favorite album that I've ever been a part of. So I'm really excited.
I want to circle back on something that you said, and I think a lot of people don't truly understand. When you're going through your own personal emotions, and when you're a songwriter and a musician, how important it is when you decide to write or collaborate with someone else that you have that level of transparency where it comes down to trust, where you can allow someone to share your feelings and emotions with you. And during that time when you were collaborating with them, how long did it really take for you to get comfortable with these two guys and say, you know what, okay, I can let down this veil and I can really express my emotions and the things that I'm actually experiencing right now in my life?
That's a great question. I mean, it took a while because, you know, I didn't really know either of them too well when I met them, and I just had heard about them, but never really sat in a room and you know, worked with them. And but, you know, I'm lucky to say through you know, the one common theme that I think all of us had was the we all had the same love, same kind of music. And those two guys are a bit older than me. So obviously they know about a lot of styles of music that I probably haven't even discovered yet. But you know, I'm 25 now, and I like to say that I have a very a variety of music tastes, you know. So I related to them on certain styles of music and certain artists and certain bands. That was the conversations initially, was just like, who do you like to listen to? And, you know, like, what kind of music, like, would you want to be writing in the spirit of, you know? And I would say the Beatles, or I would say Eric Clapton, or I'd say Carlos Santana, or I would say Mark Knopfler or Dire Straits. I'd say these like different names that people that I love. And they kind of ended up figuring out what I was going for, what I was trying to write and sing and play about. But you know, I think after the second or third time around, I think once we kind of got into a groove writing wise with those two guys, I think it became, you know, I became a lot closer to them, and I felt closer to them, and I felt like, okay, I definitely feel comfortable enough now where I can open up to them and really talk about what my life has been like for the last year. And that brought us to writing a song actually for my mom called Eyes on Me, which is one of the most personal songs that I've ever been a part of writing before. And I don't think that song could have been written if I hadn't had the organic friendship with those two guys.
It makes a difference, and I mean, it comes across in your music. And when I listen to you riff, you remind me so much of Jeff Healey, man. You really truly do.
Wow.
You really do. You remind me so much of Jeff Healey. And for the family out there that don't know who Jeff Healey is, an exceptional, exceptional guitarist and a beautiful spirit. And speaking of beautiful spirit, is something else that you said that really touched me: having a purpose. And I think everyone needs a purpose. And now that you have your purpose to do something, to have that kind of positive energy and positive synergy is really important in today's society. Like you said, you're 25 years old. This world is not as big as we think it is. It's a small world. We all people, we could pass the skin color. We have to learn how to love and build each other up. And I wanted to ask you, what is the feeling like when you have an opportunity to perform live and know that you have the ability to touch so many people with your music?
Well, I think that's something that I've gotten a little bit more kind of hip to in my head. Like I've noticed more about that than I did when I was younger. I think when I was younger, I was just playing to play. I wasn't really thinking about how it was affecting anybody else. I was just like, this is more of like, oh, this is cool. I get to go play here and here and here, and this is awesome. And this is me, right? 14, 15, 16 years old, just like in high school, and like having this other separate love from school and doing it. And it was beautiful. It was great. But I think, you know, when you live a bit and you go through stuff and you see how that affects you. And, you know, I always just tell people, you just have to kind of live, and then everything else will kind of make more sense. What I mean by that is, like, you know, now when people come up to me at shows, you know, it's very sweet when they compliment me, and I take it, you know, very kindly, and I you know, I'm very grateful for all of the comments that I get from my fans. But I think the thing that will forever be the most important is when someone comes up and says, hey, that lyric or that song or that performance helped me get through losing so-and-so, you know, or it helped me get through a breakup, or it helped me get through my own life. And those are things that you go in your head, you're like, okay, this is the reason why I'm doing this. And this is why, you know, this is why the purpose is there, because you're affecting other people's lives with your music, and it's touching people when you don't even really expect it to, and it just it naturally just happens, and people just take notice to certain things. So you know, I'm very mindful of that, especially these days. Yeah,
without question, I think a lot of us in general, we all have a purpose, but we're on a journey to find what that purpose is, or as I say, where we fit in. Trying to find where we fit in this grand scheme of things. And I think you've done wonderful to have the ability to express to people that you're on your journey. And again, I go back to having that level of transparency through your music. The video, Rise Up Children. I've always been a stickler for lyrics. And when I'm listening to that, it seemed that you had a lot to say. It was a lot that you were trying to get across to people. And I wanted you to kind of express the best way that you can to the people that are watching. That particular song, what did it mean to Quinn Sullivan?
Well, it started off for me as a musical idea that I had for 5 years, actually. I had that song in a voice memo, actually, for at least 5 years. And we were just sifting through voice memo. And that's what I have to do, like when I'm sitting in a room with people, or even if I'm alone. If I have an idea for a song and if I'm kind of stuck on one, I just go in my phone and I look at stuff I may have had from, you know, years ago. And that was one that popped out, and I was just like, that's cool. Let's figure out something to write about on that. And the initial conversation for the song was just pretty much like not a protest song and not a political song, but more of just focusing on not my generation even, but the next generation, like the, you know, everybody, all the kids that are in first grade, second grade right now, and you know, younger kids coming up, and how they're going to deal with what is going on right now in society, and how they're going to, you know, what they're going to do about it, because they have to make a change for themselves. And I think that's so important to kind of help that generation do that. And so this song was just about potentially younger kids making a better future for themselves. And that's what the song means to me. You know, and I was very conscious about not saying anything specific, because I didn't want to come from kind of like a shouty, like you know, a lot of times when you write, or when people can write political songs, they can come off as a certain way and very like and shouty. It's not really the vibe or the message I was trying to express. I was just trying to like really focus on the younger generation coming out, because that's what's important to me. And you know, I've done like a few things in elementary schools. I actually just did one recently at an elementary school nearby from my house. And you know, these kids love music and they're really into it. And I think, you know, if you put the right words into a song, I think that can inspire the younger generation. So that's what I was trying to do. Yeah.
Without question, it does. As I've always said, music has the ability to unify and bring people together. When you put positive energy out in the universe, it will definitely come back to you tenfold. And what I'm seeing in today's music is a lot of negative energy. So it's refreshing to hear an artist like you, again, that has a purpose and can look beyond all other silliness and say, you know what? We have the ability, we have the capability of being so much better than what we are. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you for being joined today by the super talented Mr. Quinn Sullivan as we talk about his new album, of course, Salvation, due out June 7th. But you can pre-order it as we speak right now. And we are actually streaming live on iHeartRadio, Spotify, and also Pandora. But far be it for the teddy bear to deprive listeners and people that are tuning in of some therapeutic music. So let's get into it. The new hit single, one of the many wonderful singles from the new album, Salvation, Rise Up Children, by the exceptionally talented Mr. Quinn Sullivan here on Night Tracks Radio. Lord, mercy, super talented Quinn Sullivan, Rise Up Children here on Night Tracks Radio. One thing that I've always loved about rock music, I'm a huge rock fan, is that the ability to incorporate blues, because it's always been there. Blues music has always been a staple of rock music, and you have managed to incorporate that in your music beautifully. And for those that want to connect with Quinn, be sure to stop by his official website. That's at www.quinnsullivanmusic.com. You get all his upcoming tour information. You can get connected to all his social media websites. I got to ask you, man, when are you going to come to Houston, Texas and play? We would love to have you come down.
I would love to come to Houston. I haven't been to Houston, Texas in probably like 5 or 6 years. So I'm definitely due for a Texas run. So I hope we can make it happen this year. If not, then I'm gonna get on my aid to get it to go next year.
Man, the barbecue is plentiful and the music is lovely, Dad.
I love it so much. Houston's great. I love playing in, I love Austin too. Austin's a great city. And right up, man. Austin's right up.
Austin city limits, man. Austin city.
Yeah.
Austin city.
Yes, sir. Austin city. Oh yeah.
Hey, I gotta ask you. I know it may seem redundant, but every artist has a group of influences, people that really touched them from an emotional standpoint, a particular song that really touched them. And I got to ask you, is there any particular artist that you remember growing up that you heard a song that they did that just really touched you from an emotional standpoint?
You know, I actually do. And I think for a lot of people that may be tuning in that think they know who I am as a musician, they might be surprised at this answer, but I'm going to go ahead and say, and you know, this has to do a lot with my mom too, because when I was a kid, we used to go to the beach a lot as a family, and my mom always had the radio going in the car. And one of the songs that I always heard, she always had it on, you know, classic rock radio. And one of the songs that always came on when we were driving, especially, and this always reminds me of the summer, is a song called "Hello, It's Me" by Todd Rundgren. And that one particularly, that song, and I think it's just, I mean, it's a simple love song, but I mean, it's beautifully written, and melody's gorgeous. I think it's like, every time I hear that song, it just gives me this like nostalgic feeling of being a kid. I would have to say that one. Yeah.
Man, he said, "Hello, it's me, Lord Emerson."
Totally, man.
Todd Rundgren, brother, this is your home away from home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. We love you. And more importantly, we respect your purpose. And again, make sure you come down to H-Town real soon, man. We would love to have you play down here. Much continued success. And remember, family, the new album, Salvation, it is available on June the 7th, but be sure to pre-order. It's available for pre-order right now on iTunes, Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio. And if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. Much continued success, my brother, and happy trails to you.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
God bless. The super talented Mr. Quinn Sullivan here on Night Tracks Radio. Lord have mercy. And the teddy bear wants to send out a very happy belated Mother's Day to all these wonderful mothers out here that do so much and sacrifice so much for us. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for providing that unconditional love. And the mothers that are no longer here with us, you are truly missed. As Tupac once said, you are definitely appreciated. Lord have mercy. And speaking of appreciation, be sure to join the Teddy Bear Wednesday. We'll be back on the live. We'll be back on the air live Wednesday with the one and only Gary D. Hines, musical director and producer of the 3-time Grammy Award winning The Sounds of Blackness, will be joining us this coming Wednesday. That's at 3:15 Central, 4:15 Eastern, and also at 1:15 Pacific Standard Time. It's definitely been a beautiful experience. And for those who missed the interview, no need to fear. We got you covered. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's at Night Tracks with 2 X's. That's at Night Tracks Radio Music Podcast. It's on YouTube. Be sure to subscribe. You can watch the interview in its entirety. And for those who want to get the audio portion, we are streaming on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, Deezer, Night Tracks Radio, same with 2 X's. Lord have mercy. Also, be sure to follow us on TikTok and as well as Instagram and the artist formerly known as Twitter. Go figure. On X, the same thing. That's at Night Tracks with 2 X's. That's Night Tracks Radio. I want everyone to have a wonderful and very blessed evening. And as in always, keep it soulful here on Night Tracks Radio.